practical remembrance of God, right? Baba, in day-to-day life, in daily life, right? This is what you want me to discuss? Huh? This was the three dimension. What was? This was announced in the morning. Okay, fine. So, because I will be showing something on the board to you, right? So that's why I was asking you to come near, because once you are away, you will not be able to see many things, you know, on the board. So what I was thinking that when you want to understand Rajayoga meditation in depth, so it becomes a daily routine for you, all of you, then we need to understand depth of meditation. What is meditation and what is the depth of meditation, right? Am I right? You all know about it, but I am going to tell you something further detail of it, so that once you understand the system properly, then you will be able to understand the whole thing and it comes in our daily life. When things are not clear, then we are not able to apply it properly, right? So first I will be discussing with you about the depth of what is intellect. You know, there are three subtle faculties of soul. What is intellect? What is mind? How it functions? What are the mysteries of mind, right? And why we get so many thoughts and how to get rid of them, right? What is meditation? What is meditation? Anyone? Let it be an interactive session, right? Instead of one-sided session. Yes? Because I'm a medical professional. So my interaction with patients and everyone is very interactive. Never one-sided. Huh?
Meditation for me would be to bring up one thought and reflect on it.
Yes. That's very good. Yes? Very good definition. Yes? Anyone else? Please. The language is different, right? Russian, probably. Yeah. Can we have a mic? Give them a mic. Huh? Yeah, mic for the audience, yes. Okay, the meditation word comes from medari. You must all be knowing. Meditation word comes from? Medari, isn't it? Which means to heal. Right? So meditation means healing. Whenever we talk about meditation, it means healing. What it heals? It heals our emotional and psychological hurts. What is happening is to a human being is our mind is always wandering, either in the past or in the future. About what has happened to us in the past, negativities have happened in the past, not positivities. Our mind doesn't go to the positivities of the past, but always goes to the negativities of the past. Hurts, psychological hurts and emotional hurts we had during the past. And uncertainties of future. And that is what increases our thought speed. Thought traffic increases and that creates anxiety in the mind. When thought traffic is more, what is anxiety? Fear, irritation, increased thought traffic in the mind. And where from these excessive thoughts come about? They always come from past or future. So what meditation teaches us to remain in the present. Right? To remain in the present moment. Not only in the present, but at this moment. Because power always lies in the present, this moment, right? Not today, today. Not even 15 minutes past. Just this moment. What I am thinking at this point of time. That becomes my past and that will create my future, right? So meditation teaches us to be in the present. Am I right? And it heals. Translation is all right? If you can tell me if I am fast, let me know. Okay? Translation is fine? Russian group? Good, very good. So Medari means to heal. Whenever we start a meditation, we start thinking about healing, right? That is important thing. Because we require healing of mind, our body, almost every minute. Almost every minute. We have something or the other going on in our mind and the body. No one on this planet is free from psychological diseases or mental diseases or physical diseases. Each one of us are suffering from physical disease or bodily disease and the mental disease. Anxiety is a mental disease, right? Fear is a disease. Anger is a disease. Irritation is a disease. Feeling pressurized by time, work and your own habits is a disease. No? Feeling isolated is a disease. You are not able to share your stresses with your colleagues, with your family members, with your friends, is a disease. That is, you have lack of emotional support. You don't trust others. It's a disease. And we almost, all of us have it. Cynicism is a disease. That is cynicism. What is cynicism? Finding fault with others. Cynical behavior. Hostility is a disease. Revengeful, what is hostility? Revengeful behavior. These are all our manifestations of ego. And that is the biggest culprit, right? Which does not allow us to feel the peace, the real love, or the unconditional love, selfless love, or so-called spiritual love, and super sensuous happiness. And what is the meaning of education? What is the meaning of education? Because for that we have to have education, right? God is giving us education. What is education? To think. How to think. That's right. I'll just give you another meaning of it. Education word has come from educe, a Latin word which means to bring out. To bring out. Not to read. Not to read. It means to bring out. What? The inner qualities. The innate energy which is there inside the soul. We all have it. That should be manifest in my actions, on my face, in my behavior. If I say I am a peaceful soul, then it should reflect in my behavior. It should be there on my face, in my actions. Right? If I say I am a loveful soul, That love should reflect, should be reflected from my actions, right? In my each and every action. A loveful soul will never get angry. Will never be under pressure, right? If I say I'm a happy soul, what does it mean? I always be smiling, right? From inside, not outside, not to show people. Even when I am sleeping, I shall be smiling, no? Yes or no? Right? So to bring out, that is what a deity is. What is the difference between a human being and a deity? You know, in India, the word is manushya. Manushya, no? We call it manushya, right? Man means mind. Ushya means control of, in control of. So manushya is one, human being is one, who is in control of mind. Mind is ruling them. Right? And a Brahmin is one in which, who is the ruler? Who is the ruler? Soul is the ruler. Right? Soul rules over intellect, mind, habits, that is personality traits or caste sanskaras, and five senses and eight organ systems. So that is a Brahmin. Brahmin means Brah means big or unlimited. Person with a unlimited mind. Person with a unlimited mind. What is unlimited? Body is limited. Bodily relations are limited, right? Bodily belongings are limited. But soul is unlimited. Supreme soul is unlimited. My original home, Paramdham, incorporeal world is unlimited. This whole world is unlimited. Isn't it? So Brahman is one who has unlimited mind and intellect. And a human being is one who has limited mind and intellect. If you just remember the meaning of these few words, what will happen? What will happen?
I have a smile on my face.
What do you say?
I have a smile on my face.
Yes. We'll be able to apply Rajayoga meditation the right way. What is Rajayoga meditation? Rajayoga means, Raj means king, Yoga means union. That is, through the union of soul and supreme soul, the soul becomes the king of mind, intellect and your habits. Whatever habits we had, we have developed in this birth, acquired those habits of getting angry, feeling pressurized, of anxiety, fear, not able to share, whatever negativities we have developed, wrong habits of eating, wrong habits of sleeping. So we are able to control them. Soul is able to control them. Habits and five senses, right? And eight organ systems. So that is Rajayoga meditation. I go into little depth of these aspects, intellect, you know, what is heart of the soul? You know about this heart? Whenever Baba talks about Dilaram or heart, you know, he is talking about this heart? Is he? He is talking about which heart? Mind and intellect. Are you sure? Basically mind. Yes? Talking about intellect or mind or something else? Intellect. Okay. And whenever in, you know, Indian movies and I don't know, Western movies as well, people talk about heart. All poems, most of the poems, most of the songs are based on heart, right? They talk about the heart. What is that heart? It's a feeling. Or something more than that?
Realization.
Okay, I'll tell you. Then you'll be clear about it, right? See, soul is a point of energy. Right? It's a point of energy not visible to the physical eyes. And where it is located? It is located in the... Where? These are our two brains, right and left brain. Yes? Right brain. The creative brain, or so called the emotional brain. Left brain is our logical brain, right? Conventional brain thinks about convention or logic. It thinks about new ideas, creativity, right? And you have different areas in these two brains. For everything there is a different area. For visual area, auditory area, to control our power of both the limbs here, sensation and everything. All areas are, this is memory. Here our emotions and thoughts, attitudes, right? Like you, when you are given a room, when you come to Gyan Sarovar, you are given a room. You have your luggage. Then what do? When you get a room, you go to your room, you open your box, bag, and put the toiletries in the bathroom, and put other things in the almira. And when you come to see Dadi, or, you know, then Dadi will give you something, and you will give something to Dadi, right? You will buy certain things from here. And during a stay of 10 to 15 days here, in Madhuban, you spend something, and you also get something, right? So when you go back, the day you go back, what happens? You pick up everything and then leave, then go, isn't it? Or you leave something there in the room. You never leave anything, right? Same thing happens with the soul. When soul comes, after 5 months of conception, right? Then what happens? Then soul comes with its own mind from the past birth, intellect and sanskaras. So it puts all these things into different areas of mind. Memories are put here. Emotions and attitudes are put in the limbic system, temporal lobe, and hypothalamus. Thoughts are put in, whatever thoughts. The thoughts always arise from memories, emotions and attitudes, right? And then when it goes, what happens? It just takes everything, memory and everything. In the dead body, there is no memory. There are no attitudes, no emotions, right? Everything it takes with it when it leaves the body, right? So, right brain, left brain, and this is our hypothalamus. This is our hypothalamus. It is brain of the brains. It controls both the brain. Both the brains, right and left brain, they are decoded in the hypothalamus. Because hypothalamus has got a biological clock. What time to get up? What time to sleep? There is a thermostat. Keeps our body temperature always 37. In spite of minus 10 outside. Or 45 outside. Irrespective of that. Right? So, the hypothalamus has that controlling system. Right? And then a pituitary gland, which is called as the master gland of the body. So whatever is happening through the both the mind, Everything comes here. That's why it is also called as watchdog. And then the pituitary secretions are there. Okay. And then we have the lower brain. And from here the nerves to control our five senses, our eyes, nose, ears, mouth and face, whole face, and this part also, they come out. Okay? From the lower brain. First nerve, second nerve, first is for smell, second is for eyes, third, fourth and sixth nerve is for moving the eyes up, up and down, inside, outside. Fifth nerve is, fifth nerve is only for sensations, you know, feeling someone touches me, my face, or gives me blessing. It senses that, right? Fifth nerve. Seventh nerve is for expression. Expression. I smile. I'm in depression. I frown at someone. That's function of the seventh nerve. Eighth nerve is for listening. Ninth nerve is for speaking, speech. Tenth nerve is for swallowing the food. 11th nerve is for saying yes or no. When in emergency, right? When your food is, mouth is full of food, right? And someone says, do you want more? Then what you will say? You cannot speak. Then you say, yes, I need more, right? Or, no, it's okay. And 12th nerve is for tongue. Tongue is the last. Then we have nerves in the neck, in the back, and then lower back, like this. Then the whole body is controlled by the brain. And from here, there are two tracks will come down. One is a red wire, you can say. Wire of danger, right? Which is called a sympathetic system. Sympathetic. Whenever there is a danger of any type, that alarm goes to each and every cell of the body. Because these two nerves, these two tracks, they will go to each and every cell through the nerves. In the nose also, in the eyes also, in the ears also, everywhere, to each and every cell of the body. Any danger, anywhere, in the nose if someone puts something, in the ear someone puts something, even if it's sleeping, you will be awakened, right? So that is the red wire going, sympathetic system, right? And there's a green wire, that is parasympathetic, everything is okay. Parasympathetic system, relaxation system. Each nerve, each cell of the body is having that connection. Right? But dead body also has this. Everything. This is our higher brain. This is our higher brain. And this is our lower brain. We human beings have power of Asia. Have power of Asia. What is Asia? Yes, anyone? What is Asia? Animals do not have that power. But we human beings have. Asia is A for analysis. We can analyze a situation, plus, minus, multiply, divide, you know, any situation given to us, we can analyze, and that is called as IQ, intelligent quotient, right? Second is H, synthesis, S for synthesis, that is. See, whatever I have analyzed, But is it good for my family? Is it good for my people around me, for my working place, at my working place? Is it not harming anyone around me? That is called as, what is that? That is called as EQ, emotional intelligence. Human beings have that. Animals do not have that, right? Then, integration. I for integration. Think about the whole world, whole humanity. I have analyzed and also EQ, I have used my EQ, and the making a nuclear bomb benefits me in a big way, and myself and my family, right? But what about humanity? Yes. So that is called as SQ, spiritual intelligence. Only human beings think about the whole world, right? Animals do not think about the whole world. Each and every human being on this planet. Or even about animals, about the whole, you know, ecosystem of the world. Only human beings think about it, right? Then, another A. What is that A? A is assimilation. Assimilation. At the end of the day, whatever I have done, am I happy? I have done, I am a very good, I have got very good IQ, I help people, I think about the whole world, but am I happy at the end of the day? Do I have time? I have time for myself. That is called as HQ. Happiness quotient, right? So there are four quotients, right? Which only human beings have. Can animals smile? Anyone? Cow can smile? No? Parrot can smile? Monkeys can smile. They can get angry, but they cannot smile, right? So that is the function of, smiling is a function of higher brain. It's not a function of lower brain. Animals have lower brain active. Their higher brain is not developed, right? Now, so the human beings have they always apply Asia and then they act, then they come into action. Okay, they should come. They do not always apply Asia today. They apply Asia. They are supposed to apply Asia always, right? And then act. Okay, and animals, what happens? The lower brain, when we are using lower brain, they only react. This is only reactions, okay? Reactions. So these so-called five vices are actions or reactions? Lust. Anger, greed. Greed is not only for money, but also name and fame, right? Attachment. Ego. So these are actions or reactions? Lust is action or reaction? It's a reaction. Anger is a reaction or action? It's a reaction. Greed is a reaction. Attachment is a reaction. And ego is a reaction, right? If you apply Asia, They will disappear or not? You just apply Asia. Suppose you get any thought of anger. Someone has abused you and you want to get angry with him. Someone has caused you harm and you want to get angry with him. Apply Asia. What will happen? It will disappear. It will not come into action, right? So these five vices are also called as animal instincts. They are called as, they are not human instincts. They are called as animal instincts. Right? Because, why they are called animal instincts? Because animals practice them in the open. They will practice lust in the open. They will fight with each other in the open. Or they will go inside the room then fight. The two dogs, you know, whenever they want to fight with each other, what they should come inside the room and then fight because others should not see it. And but what happens with human beings? Even when the husband and wife are fighting with each other in the house, and they are fighting, the level has increased, right? They have almost come to separation. They don't want to live with each other. And someone knocks at the door. What happens? They were throwing things at each other. They stop. Make the room ready again. Open the door. And then, when that fellow comes, a friend has come, then they behave as if they cannot remain without each other. No? I don't know about the West. This must be the same. This is in India, but must be the same in the West. Yes or no? Or there's no fight between the husband and wife? No fights? No fights? No anger? We all are experienced in that, right? Most of us. No? They will never show. A human being will never show greed. A greedy human being will not show greed outside. An egoistic human being will not show ego outside. Right? A person who has a lot of attachment will not show attachment outside in the open. Similarly, lust. Right? So they always practice indoors. All these vices. And animals, they always practice outdoors. Tell me, I am right or wrong? Till here, is it okay? Are you able to understand it? Yes, Russian group? Da? Yes, da. Right. Good. Good, good. Very good. And then, each reaction has two siblings. Yes.
I want to stop you. So why don't we do it outside?
You let me know. You tell me.
There is some part within us that knows that this is wrong.
Yes. Because this is acquired. See, whatever is our innate, we don't do it outside. Whatever we acquire, right? We will practice it inside, right? Whatever wrongs we do, we practice them inside. We don't show off. Rights we always show off. Yes? Now each of them have got two siblings, right? Each of them. Lust is, lust has two siblings. One is laziness and second is carelessness. In Hindi we call it alasya and albelapan. Right? Anger has got two siblings. Cynicism and hostility. Greed has got two siblings, suspicious behavior and assuming behavior, assumptions, attachment, anxiety, and fear, ego, type A behavior, always feeling pressurized by time, work, and your own habits, perfection, and jealousy. And then each one of them have 10 each further. 10 further, right? Each one of them. So there's a big army of negativities, right? And then they create, the siblings create the father again. Right? Suppose I do not follow my daily routine of Amrit Vela, Murli, during remembrance, you know, during repeating your remembrance or traffic control, then before going to bed, I don't audit my day. I'm not writing a letter daily. I do not practice, you know, care about the food, my company, right? Inculcation of divine values, celibacy. What happens? The day I am lazy in this or careless about these things, what will happen? In the night, you will get those dreams of lust. 20 years you had never had it, but not today you will get it. Because you have faltered in your routine. Because of laziness or carelessness. Right? You start finding fault with a person, and in few minutes you will get anger. Anger will be born. Right? So these are the negativities which come from reactions. So these are not my, this is not mine. I acquired them. Now. So where's, you know, in the dead body also these things are there. But in a living human being, we all know, I think I need not go, but I just give you one example. When a person comes to the hospital, serious patient has come to the hospital and we try to save the patient, what happens? Patient is brought to the casualty emergency room, emergency department, and we try to save with all our efforts. Doctors try their best, but they are not able to save. Then what happens? Doctor comes out of the casualty or ICU and then relatives are waiting in anxiety. Then doctor tells them, I am sorry. We tried our best. He has gone or she has gone. Take the body. Isn't it? Yes?
Yes.
So, can we repeat the word patient? Take back your patient. Take away your patient back. Yes? Can this doctor can speak like this? Maybe in US people speak like this. No? Or UK? Or Australia? Or Russia? Everywhere it is same, isn't it? So how the patient has become a body? We say patient is no more. Take the body. So why, how the patient has become no more? Yes? Because soul has left the body, right? Soul has left, life force has left the body, and now patient is no more, right? So there's a soul here which makes this body function, right? A poet, French poet was there about 465 years back. He had a similar, you know, thought when his friend expired during the day, had died suddenly during the day. Relatives were called. They put the body in the coffin box and was put in the cemetery by evening. Then that relative is thinking, that poet is thinking in the evening, it's dark, stars are out, and he's looking at this, he's very gloomy today. That today, he's thinking that how that my friend died. I am alive. We are of the same age. How he died? His heart stopped, and they said he has died. He's no more. And they put him in the cemetery without any mercy. And how am I alive? Then he is reminded, of what? The Christ birth. When Christ was born, a star was seen in the sky. Right? And then it was said that that star is born as Christ. Then the realization comes to him that this star here, which is twinkling here all the time, and which makes everything function. But till that star is there, everything is functioning. And when the star leaves the body, nothing is functioning. But when it goes out of the body, it is not visible. Because he didn't see anything. And in myself also, the star is functioning. But it's making everything function. Heart, lungs, everything is functioning because of that. But I do not know how it is functioning. So then the lines come out from his twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Right? And then he thinks about God. And what he thinks about God? Yes? He thinks about God. And then he looks for God in this universe. But he doesn't find him. He looks on the moon, if there's a God on the moon, and then about the sun and the stars, but he's not there. Then he realizes that there's another star which is beyond moon, sun and stars. Beyond this world, right? And that star is this star is twinkling, up and down, but that star is always shining. So he uses the word simply diamond, right? Not a diamond, but like a diamond, right? Then he makes a folly. What is that folly? In writing. In the first line, he says, up above the word. Then he says, in the sky. These are two contradictory statements, no? You should have written above the sky, no? Right? Up above the words of high, like a diamond. Above the sky. So that is how he, in 465 years back, he has, given us knowledge about, just a glimpse of knowledge about soul and supreme soul, right? Okay. And then these four lines were adopted by two Taylor sisters in England as nursery rhyme. They added another 12 lines to this and it was converted into a nursery rhyme. Kim Taylor and Jane Taylor, these two sisters, right? So this is how this poem we all sing, but do not know the meaning of it. So if you just realize this poem inside, you will get connection. No? Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Now I know who I am. Up above the world so high, like a diamond above the sky. No? These two lines, these four lines are enough to give knowledge to anyone in this universe about soul and supreme soul. No? Easy or difficult? Easy? So where the soul should sit here? Where? Driver sits where in the car? Back seat? Driving seat. Why on the driving seat? Because driving seat has all the controls. Steering is there, brake, accelerator, lights, water, horn, everything is there, isn't it? So same way, where the control is there. So soul should sit here, here, or here, or here, or here. Where? It is sitting here, right? Point of light. and it is releasing those seven energies. So the hypothalamic, so the cells, this area is an area where spiritual energy gets converted into mental energy. Right? You know, when water falls from a dam, from a height, a river, right? It falls on the turbines, moving turbines. It is converted into, that kinetic energy is converted into electrical energy, and that goes into dynamo, right? And that comes to our houses, isn't it? And we use it for everything, for heating, for cooling, for cooking our food, no? Lighting our houses, air conditioning, everything, right? That light, that energy is used for so many purposes. Similarly, these cells sense that, hypothalamic cells are able to sense that knowledge. The knowledge which is coming out from here. Energy of purity which is coming out from the soul. Energy of peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. These are able to sense that. And that sense, that spiritual energy is converted into mental energy. What is mental energy? Team. Mind has got four aspects. What are those four aspects? This is called as team. T for thoughts, E for emotions, A for attitudes, and M for memories. Mind has got four aspects, right? Mind is not only about thinking. It has also got emotions, attitudes, and memories, okay? And what are those seven energies? One is knowledge. First one is knowledge. Knowledge of the truth. And what is that knowledge of the truth? If you use mnemonics, it is ABCD. A for apple. A for atma. I'm a soul. I'm not this body. I'm a soul. Infinite decimal point of energy, not visible to the physical eyes. I reside here, about 2.5 inches from here, and 3 inches below this point. Where these two lines meet, I'm not here, under the skin, where I am. 2.5 inches deep inside, and 3 inches deep there. Right? That is between hypothalamus and pituitary. Right? I am releasing those energies there. So that knowledge is going to each and every soul and every that cell of the body from here. And what is that knowledge? That I am a soul. Right? Till that voice is going to, sound is going to each and every cell of my body, 80,000 billion cells, the cells are functioning. When the soul leaves the body, the sound is not going and everything comes to a stop. That's why this is said, called as unlimited sound. In Hindi shastras, scriptures, this word is used as unlimited sound. That this unlimited sound, they say that unlimited sound has created the whole universe. Right? Shabd, the word. So I am a soul. B for Baba. Baba means father. Param Atma. Supreme soul. Right? So I am a soul, son of supreme soul. Right? C for connection. That all the connections are with him. All the relationships are with him. Suppose you are walking on the road and someone comes and asks you for a $10, will you give him? $10, will you give him? Why not? He's a human being, your brother, he's a soul, should give him, he's hungry. And your son comes, says, "Father, I want just $200, US dollars. I'm going there." You'll say, "Oh, please, child, you take $250. You say, "I don't need them." "No, no, you take $250. You may need them." Why? To that fellow you have not given $10, and to your son, instead of 200, you are giving 250. Why? Why? Both are human beings, no? Because you have connection with him. Same thing. When you have connection, you realize the connection with him, then you are able to connection of mother, father, teacher, preceptor, brother, friend, the beloved, the surgeon, and your son. Nine connections, right? And D for drama. This, what is a drama? In this drama, each one of us is an actor. And according to karma philosophy, each soul is given a part to play in this drama. And everyone is playing a part according to karma philosophy. And someone is my wife, my husband, my parents, my friend, and they are causing me harm or pain. And I tell God, "God, please stop them from giving me pain." God will stop them? Yeah? No, he will not. He'll say, "Please clear your accounts." If I remember him, he will give me power of tolerance, power to face, power to accommodate, right? And still cooperate. No? And so, he gives me power to clear my accounts, but does not remit my karmic accounts, right? So whatever has happened till now, till today, is good or bad? Good. And whatever is happening is good or very good? Because I know now God is with me, right? The president of the whole world has become my friend. My father, you know, he has adopted me. And whatever is going to happen in the future will be the best, right? Next 2500 years, I will be absolutely healthy and happy. No need to earn for next 2500 years. I need not go to earn. I may not need cooking of food, right? Everything be available, you know? Right? So this is what ABCD, this is what knowledge. Right? So this knowledge leads to purity. Purity of mind. And then, what is the meaning of purity? The negative thoughts. I was thinking, this fellow has caused so much harm to me. Whenever I see or whenever I remember that person, that so many thoughts come to me. So that creates anxiety. Thought traffic increases, right? So now I apply this ABCD. I revise and realize ABCD. What is Murli? What is Murli? Murli is also ABCD, no? No? Baba says, "Sweet children, are you aware that your soul? Do you remember me as your father, teacher, and preceptor? You know about the beginning, mid, and end of this drama? So, what is this Murli? In a sense, ABCD, no? So, this Murli is knowledge, right? So, this makes our mind pure, intellect pure. When the purity comes, then those negative and base thoughts decrease in number, and that gives us peace. Peace, what is peace? Less number of thoughts, positive and less number of thoughts. Only essential thoughts. Right? Less traffic, right? And when you are peaceful, then you think about others. I want peace, others also want peace. So then you give unconditional care, unconditional dignified care to other human beings. So what is love? Love is unconditional dignified care. Selfless care is called as love, which a mother gives to today also to his or her, to her child. No? That's why a child, even if when he becomes 50 years of age, he remembers his mother. Those moments, usually does not remember his wife. That unconditional love, which is given by the mother. Even a 70-year-old person, mother has died, still he cherishes those moments of unconditional love given by the mother. No? Yes? So that is the spiritual love or the unconditional love, right? And that makes us feel happiness, super sense of happiness. Sister, do we have a next class? What time? Meditation. Can I continue for another 10 minutes? Fine? Okay. Because I'll just complete this and I'll stop. I hope you are not, I'm not boring you. Good. So H for happiness, right? It gives a super sensuous happiness. One is sensuous happiness, you know, of seeing people, eating food, talking, hearing something good, hearing your praise, right? Touching something nice. So that is sensuous pleasure, sensuous happiness, right? This is super sensuous happiness. So that spiritual love or unconditional love gives you super sensuous happiness. Super sensuous joy, right? And then the extreme of that is called as bliss. That feeling of happiness and bliss makes you realize powers. Power of discretion. I get bliss in this, so I'll go for this. I get super sense of happiness in this, I'll go for this. Right? Power of discretion. Power of judgment. Right? Power to withdraw. Power to pick up, power to tolerate, power to accommodate, power to face and power to cooperate. 8 powers, right? They come because of that feeling of bliss. Right? So this is how the 7 energies are playing the part, right? They are connected with each other. They are not separate from each other, right? And then, so when soul is full of 7 energies, these energies glowing and going to each and every cell of the body, this is called as Sato Pradhan. Sato Pradhan. Sato word has come from full 7 and Pradhan means full. Full of 7. Right? So when soul is full of 7 energies, only then Asia can be applied. Otherwise you cannot apply Asia. Right? That's how deities are full of 7 energies and they always apply Asia. It's automatic. It's automatic. So they always act, never react. Right? Okay? And Rajo word has come from evening. When the soul energy of these 7 energies have come down below 50%, then what happens? What happens? Then mind takes over. You must be knowing a share market, no? When the company, if corporate has got, someone has stakes in the corporate, in that corporate, particular corporate, 51%, he is the MD, managing director, right? And the whole team of management comes under him, right? And when it goes down below 50%, what happens? Who is the managing director? The next person who has got 51% energy or share becomes the MD, right? No? So who is next in line after the soul? Mind is the boss, no? So mind takes over. Or DT is converted into a human being. That is how at copper age, beginning of copper age, a DT is converted into a human being. Manushya. Right? Man ke vash mein. A slave of mind. Human being is slave of mind. And mind is connected to five senses. Very deeply connected to five senses. Then these eyes start looking at these five elements. Body is made up of five elements. What is in the sky? What is in the air? What is under the sea? What is under the earth? That is science. Science is born, right? Silence is no more there, and science is born, right? And then when seven energies have come down, then the knowledge of these five elements start. We start learning those elements about five elements, bodies and bodies connections, bodies relations, and bodies belongings. And these five, we start learning about them. And that knowledge enters our consciousness. And that is how whole system gets corrupted. Our intellect gets corrupted, our heart gets corrupted, consciousness gets corrupted, our power of discretion gets corrupted, power of judgment gets corrupted, our subconscious mind gets corrupted, our memories get corrupted, attitudes become bodily, and our emotions, they become partial, and our thoughts increase in number like anything, right? And then, law of entropy, further soul battery is discharged, what happens? Further soul battery is discharged, what happens? Then further the things to go down, right? So today, all the seven energies are not there, that's why people are only reacting. Tamo pradhan. Tamo means darkness, right? So this is how the whole concept is. So the only solution is what? You become soul conscious and remember the Supreme Soul. Seven energies start flowing into you. As seven energies flowing into you, start applying Asia. You automatically become victorious over these five vices, right? That is how you have to apply Rajayoga meditation in day-to-day life. Yes? Is it clear? And I'll just give you four laws and four precautions, right? Four medicines I'll give you and four precautions to practice this, to always keep on getting those seven energies and become, you know, Sato Pradhan. Sato Pradhan. Sato Pradhan means Pavan, right? Pure. And Tamo Pradhan, darkness, means Patit, vicious, right? So when you do not have seven energies, that is a vicious stage of the soul. And when you have seven energies, full of seven, that is the pure stage of the soul, right? So this is the difference between pure and vicious, right? So the four laws are, first law is powerful Amrit Vela, right? Powerful Amrit Vela is a first manifestation of a good Brahmin, a real Brahmin, right? A Brahmin who does not practice Amrit Vela is not a Brahmin, right? 4 a.m. to 5. But at least 30 minutes of blissful meditation is a must. Not just sitting and not exercising the neck. Most of the people exercise their neck in the meditation, right? Not meditating. Yeah? Do with that consciousness of love and happiness. You're meeting God, right? That consciousness. And then second is Murli. Murli, you should be listening to Murli sitting in Baba's lap in this subtle world, right? And then revise the Murli during the day at least 21 times. Is it possible? Not possible. It is very easy. Always write it on the page, or you can have a copy of the Murli and keep it in a pocket, right? Murli is actually love letter. No? Murli is Baba's love letter, right? For me. Each one of us, right? Keep it in a pocket, and love letters are never shown to people, right? Whenever you get time, you're sitting in the car or you're just taking your food, just take out, read one line and put it in the pocket again. Without showing to anyone. And just keep on churning that, right? Keep on revising it. What Baba has said today to me, you know, that line. Then after, whenever you get time, after half an hour, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 1 hour, just take it out again and read one other line. Read the blessing. Read the slogan. So this way, just 21 times you remember each, any line of the Murli. Right? Possible or not possible? Right? So that is continuous remembrance of, that cleans our intellect and mind, right? So this is how we do it, right? So Amrit Vela, Murli, and attention, what Baba has told me. That is, third is attention throughout the day. And fourth is, before going to bed, write a letter to God. Whatever wrongs I have done during the whole day, or rights I have done, write it. Sign it and fax this letter to Baba. What is his hotline number? 000. I'm zero, my father is zero, and whatever has happened in the whole day, multiplied by zero, is zero. Right? Letter goes there. It's a hotline fax. So that's it. And then, write your chart, and your bed is, that your bed, the physical bed is for the body. Park your car on the bed. Your bedroom is, a bedroom is subtle word, and bed is Baba's lap. Just, you can divide Murli again actually before going to bed. Few lines. So this is the four laws, right? And four precautions. First is, purity of food. Right? Sattvic food. Eat that food in that consciousness. Second, company of God, always. Company of God and Murli, always. Never go anywhere without Murli and God with you. Because Murli is actually God only. Keeping Murli with you and in your mind always is keeping God with you. Right? Company of Murli, right? And fourth is inculcation of divine values. Never get angry during the whole day. Because if you get angry once, 3 days you will not have good meditation. Never get depressed during the whole day, because one episode of depression will lead to events which make you unhappy for 5 days at least, maybe more. Sweetness, easy nature, benevolence, right? Compassion, contentment, determination, right? These are the values, right? Sweetness, content, and always smiling. So this way, there's so many, 56. So try to inculcate those, and celibacy. Celibacy means, does not mean only observing physical celibacy. It means celibacy at the level of mind, at the level of speech, and at the level of thoughts, at the level of even what others are doing. If I just think why this person is doing like this, that is also breach of celibacy. Right? So more we develop this celibacy, more we have pure food, sattvic food. Never eat food with asakti. Asakti means, you know, tasting the food. Today food is very tasty, so I have more. So take food, whatever is required, important food in soul consciousness. So this is how if you observe this, more these, you observe these four precautions, the Amrit will be more powerful, Murli will go inside, you will become embodiment of Murli, and then throughout the day you will be attentive and you will write a right letter to God. Then your heart will become pure, truthful, and truthful heart means Baba is always with you. Om Shanti.